I live in the freaking upside down.
I get it.
We live in the upside down of total madness where people don't know how to control themselves at all. Dear Lord, I will tell you, I don't get much hate mail. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I don't, and I don't get much, you know, hate calls. People leave messages, 833-GOT-TONY, 833-468-8669. It's a couple people, you're so appalling, you don't know anything. It's right, that kind of stuff. But anybody could say that about anything. There's a... I mean, I just listened to it. I can't share it on air. I cannot share on air where a radio host out there, although I don't know where he's a radio host. I know he's got some social media channels, doing a video basically calling for the execution of people he politically disagrees with who may or may not have held high political office in the United States of America. You know, normal kind of insanity. I mean, I'm watching this and I immediately found the link so I can send it to everybody at WIBC. This is what, in my opinion, you shouldn't do. If anybody is listening to me at all. There is an open and honest conversation that should be had regarding the people who want to spend their life investigating former President Trump and then charge him with crimes that aren't crimes and utilize the justice system against them. This Banana Republic stuff cannot stand. And you heard me, if you follow some of my videos, you follow me on Locals. When you see a district attorney like Alvin Bragg, this progressive, do it, you have to make sure if you're a governor, you are keeping tabs on George Soros-backed progressive district attorneys. And if you say to me, oh, George Soros, what? You want to call me an anti-Semite? Come on. I dare you to call me an anti-Semite. Let's see how that ends up for you. What I'm telling you is George Soros does spend this money. George Soros does back the most progressive candidates. He did it in Secretary of State races. He did it in district attorney races. Of course he did. It's not wrong to know it. It's not wrong to say it. I'm not going to be told by anybody that I somehow can't engage the conversation and it doesn't make me an anti-Semite.
Jews are in space, presuming alone protecting the Hebrew race. Jews are in space.
These are radical people who we have in these positions, not doing America any favors. These progressives in district attorney spots, in prosecutor spots, let's be clear. If you're black, your life is not better off because you voted for a progressive. You got screwed. My advice is in the next election, don't be. Don't be. Don't listen to people who tell you, you got to vote for this one because that one's a racist. Anytime you're voting for the Democrat, anytime you're voting for the progressive, you're not getting the policies that most affect you. In a positive way. I don't know how many times you need to see that to realize this sucks. Don't vote for letters after names. Vote for policy. If you voted 50 years for one style of policy and it doesn't work for you, try something else. That's the rational mind at play. You're a rational person. Go with it. Don't listen to them. Listen to you. The clear, purposeful attack on President Trump. It's real, and Democrats should be opposed to it. But they are silent. Totally silent as they watch the Banana Republic take hold because they have gotten themselves to the place to say, we got to get him on something. I mean, clearly he's a bad guy. If this is what we get him on, you know, it's like Capone. We'll get him on the tax thing. We'll get him on the tax crap. He might be a murderer, but we'll get him on the tax crap, and that'll be good enough. You are beyond hateful if you do that. I accept that people are disgusted by it, and I think it's okay to keep an eye on Soros-backed or progressive DAs. I think it's okay to fire people when you need to. I think it's okay to bring charges against them when they're acting improperly. Absolutely fine. As a matter of fact, it's important because they need to know they don't get to work with impunity. Welcome to the new world. We fight as you fight. That I wholeheartedly believe in. I endorse it. Absolutely. The answer is not to complain that this group of people, let's say when it comes to voting, that they're ballot harvesting or they're ballot curing. The thing to do is to do exactly those things. Don't give them an inch. Well, Tony, you don't understand that all elections are stolen. Dude, that's not a conversation. That's just screaming into the wind. What do they call that? Tilting at windmills? It's something like that. It's nonsense. I'm talking about plans of action. You're talking about complaining like a child. Go out there, win the election, change the laws, make it better, make it safer for voting, and we'll move on with our day. But you can't do anything until you win, and you got to fight like they do. And you can't stop, you can't quit, you can't rest. Makes perfect sense. I believe in those things. I can defend those things anywhere, anytime. But if you're so criminally insane that you're going to say on air that you think that highly elected officials from the past should meet some kind of fate, that's crazy. They throw you off the air for that. It's over for that. And if you find yourself following those kinds of people, woo-hoo, clearly we're different. Oh yeah, I don't see how this guy is going to have a gig. I don't see how he's going to have a gig. I don't even know if he's on the air somewhere in terms of station. I don't know how he's going to keep his channels. We'll watch.